Isaiah, chapter 11. And there will come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots will bear fruit. And the Spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And his delight will be in the fear of Yahweh, and he will not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth, and he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. And righteousness will be the loincloth of his waist, and faithfulness the loincloth of his loins. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion will grow fat together, and a little child will lead them. And the cow and the bear will be shepherded, their young ones will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. And the nursing child will play on the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. And it will come to pass in that day, that the root of Jesse, who stands for an ensign of the peoples, to him will the nations seek, and his resting place will be glorious. And it will come to pass in that day, that the Lord will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, who will remain, from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he will set up an ensign for the nations, and will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim will depart, and those who vex Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not vex Ephraim. And they will fly down on the shoulder of the Philistines on the west, together they will despoil the sons of the east, they will put forth their hand on Edom and Moab, and the sons of Ammon will obey them. And Yahweh will completely destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his scorching wind he will wave his hand over the river, and will strike it into seven streams, and cause men to march over in sandals. And there will be a highway for the remnant of his people, who will remain, from Assyria, like there was for Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt.